Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God again from God's precious book. And need to get back to it, get back in the Word of God in these last days. If there's any redeeming quality in this life that needed, it's the Word of God. And it's got the answer for every need, every problem, every situation. It's found in the Word of God. It will supply every need that we have. So it's good to be here this morning. We appreciate each one of you tuning in. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to you, especially those that's not able to get out, be in the house of God. I trust the program will be an uplift to you today as we look into the Scriptures and sing the songs of Zion and talk to the Heavenly Father. Good to be here this morning. Thank you so much for taking time out. Remember to be in church today. Our service is here where we're members at. It's Mountain View Baptist Church, where the Kevin Norton's a pastor. And we're members there, and we're going to invite you to come today. Be in Sunday school at 10, worship 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock on the evening service on Sunday, and then at 7 on Wednesday night. We urge you to come and be in the services with us throughout the day. I'm looking forward to the service this morning. And so you let God help you today. And the best place you can be is in the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As a matter of some is, even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. The awareness of the situation of the world today reminds us that we do need more of the Word of God. We do need more of worship and direction from the Lord. And so you be in the house of God this morning, and you'll receive a blessing from it today. We'll send out, of course, for any unsaved that's listening this morning. I trust that God will speak to your heart about your need today and give your heart to Jesus. That's the answer to the problem that you have this morning, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a Redeemer. He's one that's able to save your soul and get you in the family of God, give you a new life and a new purpose and a new home. Amen. Good to be here today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. Pray with us, and you pray for us also today, that God would just meet every need. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, just to approach your throne of grace with boldness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come on our own merits this morning, our own accomplishments. We come through the precious blood, through faith in his name. We come this morning asking you, God, to intervene in all these needs today. Lord, those that are unsaved, I pray you'd trouble their hearts this morning. And those that's away from you, they've drifted out into sin, and cold and indifferent about the things of God. Speak to them. And then, Father, encourage the believers that are faithful to serve, faithful to love you and to worship. I pray you'd encourage every heart this morning. Help our nation, Lord, to turn back to you somehow, some way. God, may the gospel permeate to every avenue and get the gospel to those that need to hear, and our leaders of our land that needs Jesus in their life. And encourage every heart. Lord, just lead us throughout this day. May your will be done every service, Lord, throughout the day. All that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to you today, be an uplift to your heart, and encourage you this morning. You listen as they sing. I hope it'll be a real, real blessing to you this morning. May come today. Wouldn't that be wonderful this morning for the Lord to come today and get us out of here and go home to be with Him? That's going to be a wonderful time when it takes place. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's coming. Say, I've heard that all my life. Well, you might as well keep listening because He's still coming and He's closer than He's ever been before. To come the second time without sin unto salvation. He won't bear the sins of many again. He's already done that. He's already paid the sin debt. He's already settled the cost with God. He paid God's full price. Demand about sin was death. And He did that. And then resurrected to justify us in the sight of God. Through faith in His name, we have eternal life today. And so thank God for that. Well, we're going to have another one now. Hope be a blessing to you as they sing.
Here I stand beside these chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on. The land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall, standing by the river,
standing by the river,
looking me on.
Listening to the music,
listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome,
have gone before. Music from the land of endless glory fall upon my listening ears.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, lucky me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river, looking me on.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river,
waiting for the
boatman.
Listening to the music,
listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more. Standing by the river, looking beyond.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, boatman.
Listening to the music,
listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
I can hear the angels
singing out a
welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before.
Amen. Just waiting on the call, waiting on the crossing. One day we're going to leave here, headed home. Praise God. Won't that be wonderful? Romans chapter 1 this morning. Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to begin messages that we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your hearts today. Romans chapter 1, and I hope it'll be a help to and a blessing to your heart. Today, Romans chapter 1, we tried to preach on the march of the apostates. We're living in the apostate world today. Apostasy is arising on every side, and it's always been an opposing force to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Church has always fought apostates, and it becomes more prominent in certain eras and certain times, and we're living in the end time today, and we're seeing an increase in apostasy that's taking place in our world today more than it's ever have. And now we are firmly assured and believe the Lord's soon coming. And this thing's winding up. Things are being accomplished that the Bible speaks about in connection with the end time. And Paul, of course, writing to the church at Romans here, the church at Rome, he's writing to them. And we spoke last week about the Redeemer established. Now, you better know how you stand before God when you face this world today. You better know your Redeemer. You better know the gospel. You better know the scriptures. You better know that your feet is settled and founded in the Word of God. And so there's Redeemer established. We face apostasy. You better know there's something you got that's real, and God's changed your heart and life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the Redeemer established there in verses 1 through 6. We looked at that on last Sunday. And, of course, when I move down to verses 5 today, And just to begin another thought on this certain message today, not only Redeemer established there in verses 1 through 4 or 5, but our position is established there in verses 5 through 8. He said you better have your position established in the Lord. Redeemer, we know our faith is in our Redeemer, but in verses 5, the Bible said, and by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom you are called, the called of Jesus Christ. And so he's beginning to here position, establish a position in the Lord. Our position is established. We have been saved by the grace of God. And there are some words here that connects with the preceding verses about the Redeemer. Our position is established because of the Redeemer. He said, by whom? Then verses 5, he begins that verse, by whom? Who's it by? By the Lord Jesus Christ. Back up in verse 4, he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And then he said, by whom? So our position is established because of the Redeemer. We've been established in the faith, have given a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We've got a purpose in this world. Nobody's saved just as a byproduct of a bythought of what the Lord's doing. We're saved. There's a purpose in our redemption. God saves every person for a purpose. We've got a purpose to get the gospel around the world and to get our faith spread, as he talks about in this verse here. So we find our position is established here, the connection by whom? Connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so what we work with and how we work today is based upon our Redeemer. We're saved by God's grace. We can't operate, get the gospel out unless we're redeemed. And we've got now that thing established in our hearts. You better know how you stand before God, before you clash with the apostates of our day. If you don't, you're going to give in. But we don't need to give in. We need to fight the good fight of faith. Paul clashed with them many times in his day. And these men of God back in their day clashed with the apostates of their time and came out on top because they had their faith established in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he talks about that connection by whom. And then he said, grace received. We got, and whom, by whom we have received grace. Now there's nothing we can do until we establish our heart in the grace of God. Grace is established. We've received that grace. By whom, the Bible said, we have received grace. We have received grace. For by grace, through faith, are you saved, and that not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. We have received that grace from the Lord. It's a free gift. God gives grace for redemption for every sinner that's saved by God's grace. And so it comes by his grace. There's that grace received. And then there's that apostleship. It talks about that apostleship. We're chosen of God now to get the gospel out. Every person that's redeemed has got a duty to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by witness, by our lives, by some preaching of the gospel, giving out tracts, whatever it may be, that personal witness. I'm talking about your redemption to those sinners that's around you. We've all got a job to do. We're not an island to ourselves. He's got a purpose in every believer, and especially in the day of apostasy, that we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just because there's sin in the world today doesn't mean we sit down on God. It doesn't mean we quit witnessing. It doesn't mean we quit spreading the gospel. It doesn't mean we quit going to church and giving to get the gospel around the world, supporting missionaries and supporting our pastor and supporting our church. It's our duty to do that. And brother, just because sin's abounding grace doth much more abound, is what the Bible said. So it doesn't matter how bad that sin gets, brother, we've got grace. And it's always abounding. It gets more and more. The more that we need, the more we have. And so grace is there. And he talked about that grace received, that apostleship, chosen of God. We've been chosen by the Lord to see there's a purpose. We found the purpose of the apostleship here in the same verse of Scripture, for obedience to the faith. For obedience to the faith, the Bible said, among all nations for his name. And so there's that obedience to the faith. We're to obey. What did Jesus teach while he was here? Go. He preach and baptize and witness and tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we've got that job to do today. Obedience to the faith and our purpose in life. Here we're serving our purpose as you think, well, I just go to church. Well, what do you think going to church is? And brother, it's support. The gospel. It's sending it out around the world. The missionaries have the local pastor that's over us and helping us and loving us and leading us, brother. We've all got a purpose, and that neighbor that's around us and that friend that we're in contact with and that co-worker that's there. There's a purpose in our lives today. So for obedience to the faith, obedience, and that's what it takes today. Surrender to the field among all nations. Surrendering, my friend that took care. He said, listen, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We've got a job to do in this world today. And so just because that sin's abounding, just because this thing is getting rotten to the core, doesn't mean we stop witnessing and we stop worshiping. And that's a lot of time folks uses all these everything to as an excuse not to go to church. They use, well, we had a pandemic and we had this and had that, but God's opening things up. And brother, it's our duty to worship. Church is just as important today, if not more so, than it was 2 years ago. And it's still important today. You need to put your feet inside the house of God. You need to get there and support the gospel and fellowship with God's people. And brother, get fed with the word of God and get rebuked with the scriptures. Oh, listen, that's our duty today. Obedience to the faith. And there's going into all the world. Just because you're not going doesn't mean you not got a part in sending somebody to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've all got that duty. Every time a missionary surrenders to go preach the gospel, and then we get behind that man and we send him out around the world to preach the gospel. And brother, that's a duty to our faith, and there's a reward for supporting the gospel and getting out around the world today. Yes, sir, surrendering to the field. Go, as the Bible said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There's a job to do. Why should we do that? Because we're the called of Jesus Christ. Isn't that what he said in that verse? Look in verse 6. Among whom also, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. We've been called to do a job. We've been called out of sin and brother into the grace and apostleship of the Lord Jesus Christ and to spread the gospel of the grace of God. We've been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said, lo, I'm with you all the way even unto the end of the world. He's right there with us. He's right there for us. Why? Because we're the call of Jesus Christ. And listen, my friend, you've been saved by God's grace. You're important to this world. And to get the gospel out to those that need a Savior. And there's so many out there today that's lost. And they need a Redeemer. And they need somebody to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. They're blinded. Their eyes are blinded. They're lost in their sins. And they're not concerned about the things of God. Then it's our duty to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so listen, that's what he's trying to get us to see in view of the apostasy of our day. And we're getting further over in the book of Romans chapter 1. And we're going to see the depths of depravity that the world is in today. And we're going to see the duty that we have to have our faith established, our Redeemer established, have brother in our hearts and lives, and know that we've been redeemed by God's grace, and see our position that God has placed us in because of His grace, and given us a duty and an opportunity and a real joy, brother, to present the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Listen, brother, listen, there's one of these days we're going to get to see that Redeemer have this redeemed us. But until then, we've got a job to do. We've got something to have to tell others about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just as important today have to tell the gospel as it was from the days of the apostles, and even more so today, even so much so more as you see the day approaching. And so why? Because we're the called of Jesus Christ. He placed His confidence in us when He saved us and empowered us. He gave us a power of God in our lives, the sweet Holy Ghost that moved in into our hearts when we got saved. By His grace today, it's the same Holy Ghost that's leading us day by day, empowering us to tell somebody of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, giving us grace to live for Him in spite of all the sin that's in the world today, and to say no to the sin and say yes to Jesus Christ. And so listen, He said, I'm with you all the way. And hey, how far is that? Until the day of redemption. He's going to be with His children until He comes back and gets them. And one day, He's going to split the eastern skies. And brother, we're going home to be with Him. But until then, we've got the gospel to get out. We've got to keep on preaching of the Word of God. Got to keep on teaching of the Scriptures. We've got to keep on worshiping of the Lord. Got to keep on supporting of the church of the living God. And Jesus made His statement to the church. He said, listen, He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we're part of that. It's just as important today as it ever was, even more so. And so today it's our duty to support that local assembly that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's worshiping in spirit and truth, and that's standing with the truth of God. It's our duty to keep on going for Jesus Christ. Amen. In view of all these things have this taken place, in spite of everything that we have opposing forces that comes against us, in spite of everything that discourage you and try to keep you from serving God, it's our duty to keep on going for Jesus. And there's no place to let down, there's no place to quit, there's no place to let up, but it's just keep on going for the glory of God. And brother, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and brother, supporting the gospel and getting the gospel out. Every church member that's been redeemed by God's grace is important in the sight of God. We've got a job to do. We're not just sitting on a pew. We're supporting the gospel of Jesus Christ and to all the world that's out there, and trying to get them redeemed by God's grace. And until then, until the Lord comes, apostasy is going to get worse and worse. Sin's going to increase. But where sin abounds, and the other grace doth much more abound. We've got the grace of God to sustain us and to empower us and to help us along the way, and the sweet Holy Ghost living in our hearts and letting us know that He's right there with us and speaking to our hearts, and they're reproving us and leading us and teaching us, and brother, blessing us. And there's some good days in the Lord, even when apostasy is abounding, and brother, grace gives good days in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so good, and they're redeemed in these last days, to know our sins are gone, and we got hope that one day real soon the Lord's coming. But until then, keep on serving, keep on worshiping, keep on doing the will of God in your life and witnessing about the good grace of God. It's good to be saved this morning. Amen. And meet us in church today. Be in the house of God in your place this morning in Sunday school and church. And it'll be a good day when you get to the house of God. May God bless you is our prayer. Until next week at this same time. Amen.